Track 12, Musical Memories. So, it's August. And you know how autumn is the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness? Well, I think August is the season of village fetes, garden parties and town carnivals. So here's Elaine to tell us all about carnivals and the music we associate with them.
While I was out and about the other day, I saw a poster advertising a local village carnival. And this got me thinking about music for carnivals, and indeed also about the origins of carnivals. The characteristics of carnival celebrations may date from ancient Greek or Roman festivals, such as the festival of Dionysus or Saturnalia, and even from festivals in ancient Egypt. In pagan cultures, there were wild celebrations centred around the winter solstice and spring equinox to celebrate the passage from dark to light, winter to spring, and the renewal of fertility. All these were typified by a temporary overthrow of the natural order of things, a release from social obligations and hierarchies, mixed with joking and even debauchery. Since the Middle Ages, carnival has been widely associated with Christianity, celebrated mainly in Catholic countries. It referred to the period between Epiphany and Ash Wednesday, representing a last period of feasting before the abstinence of Lent. Indeed, it is possible that the word carnival comes from the Latin phrase carnevale, meaning farewell to meat. But whatever the origins, carnival time is the time these days for parties, masquerades, festive balls, parades, and all sorts of lavish and carefree entertainment. Some of the best-known carnival traditions, such as masquerade balls, were first recorded in medieval Italy. But gradually the tradition spread to Spain, Portugal, and France, and thence to North America, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Latterly, many carnivals became divorced from their spiritual and religious origins and became secular events taking place in the summer months. But what of the music we associate with all this jollity? Well, this obviously varies depending on where in the world you are. The city of Rome started staging a carnival in the 10th century. And it lasted for 8 days, ending on the night of Shrove Tuesday, the beginning of Lent. Initially, it consisted of games and tournaments, and later turned into a raucous street celebration. For this short period of time, the strict laws governing public order could be broken, and people could make fun of the ruling classes, the clergy, and the nobility. People indulged in all kinds of excesses, including food, wine, sex, and violence, and there were fancy dress parades up and down the streets. On each day, just before sunset, a horse race took place called the Barbary Race. It involved horses without a jockey running at full speed from one end of the piazza to the other. Unfortunately, in 1874, a young boy crossing the street was trampled to death in front of the royal family, and this put an end to the horse race, and also to the end of the carnival. The composer Hector Berlioz spent several years in Rome, and his composition, Le Carnival Roman, is a scintillating and colourful overture describing these tumultuous celebrations. By the 18th century, Venice had supplanted Rome as the main centre of Italian carnival festivals. Like many later carnival celebrations, those in Venice were marked by the widespread use of masks, which created a temporary feeling of equality between the ruling class and the lower classes. According to the Venice Tourist Guide, the six-week festival served as a placebo against the bad moods and tensions that were often generated within the poorer classes towards the political system. As well as masked balls, private parties were often held in houses and cafes, and the streets were, and still are, full of artists such as jugglers, acrobats, dancers, and musicians. The Venice Carnival became internationally famous through the writings of Casanova in the 18th century, and it also inspired numerous musicians and composers, including the violinist Wilhelm Ernst. Listen to his music taken on the Venetian canal. Today, the carnival in Rio is considered to be the biggest in the world, with 2 million or so people on the streets each day. It started in 1723 and lasts up to 6 days. Local communities each have a decorated float and are accompanied in the parades by their local samba school. Samba schools are musical and recreational associations which come together to perform in the carnival parade, although they often perform other social functions and may serve as community centres in poorer neighbourhoods. They first emerged in the 1920s as a symbol of black resistance and cultural identity. Samba music has its origins in African drumming music, which was brought to Brazil by African slaves. But the distinctive samba style really developed in the 1950s with its lively rhythms, syncopation, and energetic percussion. Celebration of carnival is not necessarily limited to human activity. At least, that's what the composer Camille Saint-Saëns thought during a summer holiday in the Austrian countryside. He imagined a work with a zoological theme and quickly wrote a musical suite of 14 movements for chamber orchestra depicting a carnival parade of various animals. However, Saint-Saëns thought that this so-called carnival of animals would somehow harm his reputation as a serious composer. So he only allowed a single movement, The Swan, to be published during his lifetime. For a performance of all the animals, we had to wait until 1922, which was long after the composer's death. Ranging from the Royal March of the Lions to depictions of tortoises, kangaroos, and even fossils, Saint-Saëns' animal miniatures have become favourites with audiences worldwide. We don't have time to hear them all today, so let's listen to the best-loved one of them all, the swan. ¶¶ So there you have it. Some music for carnival time. And if this has put you in carnival mood, then here's a date for your diary. Cromer Carnival Week starts on Saturday, the 17th of August. I'm sure there will be lots of fun and frolics to be had there.
Thank you, Elaine. That's made me want to get up and dance in the street.